Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
I'm Carolyn.
And I'm Nathaniel.
And we're glad you could join us for today. Our lesson is called Stores Attract Shoppers with Technology. That's right. When you go shopping, different things attract different people. Different kinds of advertising will attract different people. So my question for you is, what kind of advertising works on you? Nathaniel, what usually works on you?
You know, I always like the commercials where real people are experiencing something for the first time and we can see their true reaction. I always think that's really interesting.
Cool. Well, Carolyn, what kind of advertising works on you?
I like ads that have special little phrases or sayings that are very clever and kind of make you think, oh, how can this product work for me?
Interesting. So people might do it. You might hear something clever. My sister and her friends were talking about the stakes. The stakes were high for this election in the United States. And they kept using that word steak, so they felt like going to get some steak one night. So different things can make you want to buy something. And today we're going to learn how stores are attracting shoppers with technology. Let's get right into our first reading for today.
Stores attract shoppers with technology. In-store displays are becoming quite an attraction. Some store owners think shopping should be more fun and convenient. That's why they're introducing high-tech displays in their stores. Wall of virtual shoes. Some Adidas stores now feature Adiverse, the virtual footwear wall. The wall is actually a huge touchscreen panel with 3D images of Adidas shoes. Shoppers can select from nearly 8,000 pairs of Adidas shoes. That's more than any store can hold.
Hello, friends. This is your word lady, Joanna. Technology changes everything, including how you shop. Today we'll look at ways new technology is coming into some stores near you. But first, here are your key words. Attract. Attract is a verb. The clothing store attracted shoppers by lowering its prices. High tech. High tech is an adjective. Professor Miller keeps several high-tech machines in his garage. Panel. Panel is a noun. The walls of Eden's room are covered with wooden panels. Makeup. Makeup is a noun. Jenny likes to put on makeup before she goes to work. Grocery store. Grocery store is a noun. Nate is going to the grocery store to buy milk and eggs. Your more information words are virtual. Virtual is an adjective. Interactive. Interactive is an adjective. Innovation. Innovation is a noun. Do you think new technology will help with shopping? Decide while we listen to the article.
Well, our title is Stores Attract Shoppers with Technology. Stores are using technology to attract people. And attract is a very important word we want to talk about. It's one of the words from the word bank. And if something attracts you, that means you are interested in it. You want to know more about it. Maybe you're curious about it. Advertisements often attract people, or at least they're meant to attract people. But how else can you use that word, Carolyn, attract?
When I hear attract, I think of attracting attention. So maybe you see your friend across the street and you wave to them to attract their attention to let you know that you want to say hello.
That's right. You can attract someone's attention. How do you use that word, Nathaniel?
Well, I think toy stores often use bright colors so that they can attract children. Children see those colors and like, wow, I want to go there, and it attracts them.
Sometimes advertising companies will use red to attract people to food and blue to attract people to some other things. There's many different ways that people use advertising to attract people to buy something. So we're talking about these different attractions. The sentence is, in-store displays are becoming quite an attraction. So that's another form of this word, attract. Attraction. It's quite an attraction. Our first sentence here is, some store owners think shopping should be more fun and convenient. So that's why they're doing what, Carolyn?
That's why they're introducing high-tech displays in their stores. And we see this word, high-tech. It's one of our key words today. And it means advanced technology or electronics. So something that is very technical, high-tech. Gabe, what are some high-tech gadgets that we use?
Oh, high-tech gadgets. Well, I think of the evolution of the cell phone. I mean, phones used to be, well, not high-tech. And right now, you can do so many different things with your cell phone. It used to be you could just talk on the phone. Now you can download so many apps. You can take pictures, videos even. You can do lots of things with your cell phones. They are high-tech.
That's very true. Cell phones have become very high-tech machines. Now, Nathaniel, what do you think of when you hear the word high-tech?
Well, I do think of high-tech companies, high-tech designs, but I also think of my high-tech friends that are always saving up money to get the next new gadget. Even people can be high-tech if they know a lot about technology and are always learning about how it changes.
Right on. So people can be high-tech as well. Well, what about you? Are you high-tech? Do you know a lot about technology and how it works? I'm not such a high-tech person, but I do enjoy high-tech things like cell phones and cameras. Well, continuing on, let's move on to the wall of virtual shoes. We see a word there, virtual. Virtual just means something that is not really there right in front of you, but you can kind of experience it in a different way. Sometimes we call that virtual reality. There are little games or rooms you can go in that are virtual reality. Now, how else could you use that word virtual, Nathaniel?
I actually think of a little bit different kind of usage here. I could say they just met, but they're virtually friends already. They did just meet, so they can't really say that they know each other that well, but they seem to get along so well, they're virtually friends. They're basically already friends.
All right, so you can see here that the idea of virtual is that it's not necessarily real, but it appears to be real. There's a wall of shoes. They're not really there. They're virtual shoes. We read, some Adidas stores now feature Adiverse, the virtual footwear wall. The wall is actually a huge touchscreen panel with 3D images of Adidas shoes. Well, let's talk about that word bank word. The word is panel. And I think of something flat when I think of a panel. It's a touchscreen panel. Some TVs have panels. What else is panel used for? How else can you use that word?
Well, when I think of a panel, I usually think of something that's on the wall that maybe you press. And if there's a panel on your wall, maybe it leads to a secret passage behind a bookcase.
Ooh, interesting. Very mysterious, Carolyn. Well, what else do you think of when you think of the word panel, Nathaniel?
Well, I think we should say that usually panels are rectangular in shape. There's another kind of technology that's a panel, a solar panel, which absorbs energy from the sun. A lot of times you see them maybe outdoors or on top of a house.
All right, a solar panel. And we're talking here about a touch screen panel with 3D images of Adidas shoes. So touch screen. Lots of things are touch screen now. That basically just means you can touch the screen and operate it from there. You don't have to press other buttons. Just touch the screen. While continuing on, shoppers can select from nearly 8,000 pairs of Adidas shoes. Nearly 8,000. I want to hear more about this phrase with Steve and Ken in the Information Cloud. Hello, guys.
Hey.
Steve, our lesson today talks about this virtual footwear wall, which can display nearly 8,000 pairs of shoes. Imagine that.
That's a lot of shoes. Now, notice, everyone, how the author doesn't mention the exact number of shoes. Instead, we're given what is called a round number.
A round number usually ends with one or more zeros. That's why we see them in multiples of 10, 100, 1,000, and so on. So why use round numbers?
Well, maybe the exact number is unknown, or the exact number is constantly changing. But the best reason to use them for me is ease of reading. Exact numbers create clutter and slow the reader down. Honestly, I don't care if there are 7,981 pairs or 8,233 pairs.
Of course, if you're writing about something that absolutely requires an exact number, give it to us. But most of the time, just give us a round number.
Right. Now, if you round a number, don't forget to let the reader know by using words like almost or about. In today's lesson, we see the word nearly, which tells us the number was rounded up to 8,000.
Round 当动词可以表示把数字四舍五入凑成整数，所以你可以将79 round up to 80，或是将72 round down to 70 变成了一个十进位的整数，因此整数就叫做 round number。 Round number 的好处呢，是可以省略不必要的细节，一个 round number 也可以让读者读得很顺。就像今天的课文讲到这一面虚拟的鞋子展示墙，这面墙呢可以展示 nearly 8,000 pairs of Adidas shoes， 近8000双的艾迪达的鞋子。八千在这里就是一个 round number。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thanks, guys. Well, before the Info Cloud, we read shoppers can select from nearly 8,000 pairs of Adidas shoes. Here we see that's more than any store can hold. That's more than any store can hold. Liz wants to talk about this sentence right now in the Grammar Gym.
Friends, welcome to the Grammar Gym. My name is Liz. We read in today's article, that's more than any store can hold. That's our grammar tip sentence. The writer is talking about the 8,000 pairs of shoes that shoppers can choose from. But instead of saying, that's a lot of shoes, the writer says there are no stores out there that can hold 8,000 pairs of shoes.Notice the sentence pattern. That's more than any noun, can or could, verb. It's an expressive way to say how there is so much of something. There is so much that something can't hold it, or there is so much that someone can't deal with it. For example, if you know someone who has an enormous amount of clothes, you can say,She has more clothes than any girl could wear in her lifetime. Or, if there is a really terrible job that no one wants to do, it's no wonder nobody wants that job. Long hours, low pay, with risk of diseases, that's more than any person can handle. And that's it for today. Thanks again for joining me here. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. Bye-bye.
Well, it's always fun to visit the Grammar Gym and do a little work out there. But let's go over to the Language Lab now and see what Michelle is doing. Hey, Michelle.
Hey, Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. Hi, everyone. I'm Michelle. 今天的第一个重点我们来看 attract 这个动词。Attract 是指吸引或引起注意或兴趣。 例如 this new online game attracts many players because of its interesting designs. 这个新的线上游戏因为有趣的设计吸引许多玩家。它的名字是 attraction, 意思是吸引力或者是吸引人的事物。例如 Space Mountain is one of the most popular attractions at Disneyland. 太空山是迪士尼乐园最受欢迎的项目之一。继续我们看的是 panel 这个名词。panel 是指控制板或面板。例如 the TV screen's panel is made in Japan. 这个电视的荧幕面板是在日本制造的。或者是 the sound system's control panel is controlled by two engineers. 这个音响系统的控制面板是由两位工程师控制的。
Well, if you've been reading and learning with us, you know that we're talking about a new business trend, which is to incorporate more technology in stores to make stores more fun and convenient. The first case study or example that we've talked about today is Adiverse, Adidas store that has a virtual wall of shoes with more than 8,000 pairs to choose from. But there are more examples in the second reading. Let's go there now.
Stores attract shoppers with technology. Interactive makeup area. Macy's has added Beauty Spot, an interactive station, to a few of its department stores. By touching the screen, shoppers can learn about every makeup brand in the store. After choosing items, shoppers print out their orders and buy them. Grocery store robots.Shoppers who visit the real future store in Toniesfurst, Germany, can meet Ali and Roger. Both robots, called innovation guides, have cameras for eyes and can roll around the store. They explain the store's technology to shoppers and guide them around the store. With high-tech attractions like these, stores will keep shoppers coming back for more.
We found out here about Macy's interactive makeup area. And we see a word there, interactive. If you are interactive, that means you are communicating, two ways or three ways. Carolyn, how could you use that word interactive?
Well, when I think of the word interactive, I don't necessarily think of interacting with people.
Okay.
Sometimes I think of interacting withobjects, and there's this really great science center in the United States called Discovery Zone, where you can interact with different science projects. It's very, very cool.
Well, that does seem pretty cool. You can interact with these different projects, interacting with different things. Of course, when I do think of interacting, I think of interacting with people like we do here at Studio Classroom, and like you do in your classrooms or at your jobs. Interactive. And we have an interactive makeup area. Makeup is one of our word bank words, makeup. Now, makeup is something that you can use to make yourself look different. Where do you usually apply makeup, Carolyn?
Well, usually you would put makeup on your face. So a lot of girls like to put on makeup before they go out. I'm wearing some eye makeup right now to make my eyes look very bright.
All right, well, you're not the only one here wearing makeup. Here on Studio Classroom, because we're on TV, Nathaniel and I also like to wear makeup. Or at least, we wear makeup. But Nathaniel and I are also actors. Nathaniel, do you wear makeup anywhere else?
Yes, when I act on stage, I do wear makeup as well. But it is kind of different. It might look a little more strange when you saw me up close in stage makeup.
That's true. TV makeup and stage makeup should be a little bit different. Well, speaking of makeup, we have a wonderful makeup artist who helps us put on makeup every day. He applies the makeup for us. That's how you use this word. You apply makeup. Well, we continue. Macy's has added Beauty Spot, an interactive station, to a few of its department stores. And just by touching the screen, shoppers can learn about every makeup brand in the store. After choosing items, shoppers print out their orders and buy them. Now, how does that sound to you, Carolyn? Would you like to do that?
I think I would love to go to Macy's and try out this new interactive way to shop for makeup because it would really help to have all of that information available while I'm in the store looking at the products.
I agree. I can think of other brands or other things I would like to experience the same kind of interactive station with. I love music. I would like to just have a touchscreen TV and be able to listen to any music out there. It doesn't have to be in the store, but I can order it after listening to that music. Nathaniel, if you had a touchscreen TV like this, what would you shop for?
Well, you know, actually what this reminded me of in the United States is a Redbox. You can't do this at home, but Redbox is in the United States. You go to them, they're outside of stores, and you can use a touchscreen to look through all the movies inside this machine and choose which one you want to rent. It's also an interactive shopping machine.
All right, well, we see a lot of different interactive machines out there. There is a lot of high-tech technology. High-tech technology. Yes. Well, continuing on, what is the next thing we see here? Nathaniel, what's this grocery store robot?
Yes, grocery store robot sounds a little interesting, right? It says shoppers who visit the Real Future store in Turnusverst, Germany, can meet Ali and Roger. Ali and Roger, I think, are these grocery store robots. But first, let's talk about grocery stores. That's a key word for today. Carolyn, what is a grocery store?
Well, a grocery store is a store that you buy groceries at. And here, grocery means food items. So you can go to a grocer or a grocery store to buy food.
All right, so you go to a grocery store to buy food. I think of running errands at grocery stores. If you have a list of things you need to buy, like milk and cheese and lots of other stuff, you might run an errand at a grocery store. Well, both robots, called innovation guides, have cameras for eyes and can roll around the store. We see that word innovation. I want to say that it's different from the word invention. Innovation is kind of a new idea or a creative idea. An invention is the thing that someone creates that has never been created before. So innovation and invention. Well, these robots, Roger and Ali, do seem kind of interesting. We find out they have cameras for eyes, so they don't have real eyes. They have cameras there and can roll around the store. They explain the store's technology to shoppers and guide them around the store. Nathaniel, how does our author finish this lesson?
The last sentence says, with high-tech attractions like these, stores will keep shoppers coming back for more. Well, that's the end of the article, but let's now go back to the language lab to see Michelle.
好，接下来我们看的是 makeup 这个名词。makeup 是指化妆品，是不可数名词。例如 ，Benjamin is a very famous makeup artist in New York。Benjamin 是纽约相当有名的彩妆师，或者是 Sherry wears a lot of makeup。Sherry 化妆化得很浓。如果是上妆的话，是用 put on 这个动词片语。例如 ，Helen spends only 10 minutes putting on her makeup。Helen 只花10分钟上妆。所以我们看的是 grocery store 这个名词。grocery store 是指食品杂货店。例如 ,Ray stopped by a grocery store to get some milk on his way home. Ray 回家的路上经过杂货店买了些牛奶。grocery 也可以指食品杂货，常常是用复数型。例如 ,I bought some groceries in the supermarket. 我在超市买了些食品杂货。And back to you, teachers.
These stores are making great use of technology, but I wonder, what would you do if a robot came up to you in a store, Carolyn?
Well, that's certainly not something I would expect to have happen in a store, so I would be very surprised.
Well, yeah, if I saw a robot who had cameras for eyes, I would feel like I was being watched by someone I didn't know. I don't know how I would feel about that, but this is very interesting. There's a lot of high-tech stuff going on out there, and stores are using these things to attract shoppers. Well, friends, we hope that you come back for more next time right here at Studio Classroom. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Bye-bye.
The Adventures of Tom Sawyer by Mark Twain.
Tom Sawyer, I hate you. I know you're going to tell, and then I'll be punished. I've never been punished in school. I hate you, hate you, hate you.
And she ran out of the room.
What funny things girls are,
Tom thought.
Never been punished in school? What's a beating? Well, of course I'm not going to tell old Dobbins. But that doesn't help her. Old Dobbins will ask who tore his book. Nobody will answer. Then he'll do what he always does. Ask first one and then another. And when he comes to the right girl, he'll know it without being told. Girls' faces always tell. She'll get punished. That's bad luck for Becky Thatcher.
When the master came and school started, Tom wasn't really interested in his study. Every time he looked across at the girl's side of the room, Becky's face troubled him. A whole hour passed. Then Mr. Dobbins unlocked his desk and brought out his book. Two of the children watched him anxiously. He opened the book. When the master stood up and looked at the school, everyone felt fear, even those who knew nothing about the cause of his anger.
Who tore this book?
There was not a sound. The master looked at face after face. Then,
Benjamin Rogers, did you tear this book?
No.
Joseph Harper, did you?
No.